the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. And we are live. Welcome, everybody, to our coverage, Rant EM Radio's coverage of... What the hell? Hold on. What the hell is this? That I'm looking at the... they have a wrestling ring set up outside the Toyota Center for the Mattel Create a Superstar thing. Anyways, welcome everybody to Rant EM Radio's coverage of WWE Night of Champions, live from the Compaq Center, or the Toyota Center, in Houston, Texas. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
A man who just dipped his nuts in Gold Bond. Surfer.
You need help.
And from Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the impact play of Mr. Phil Rea.
I actually did that this morning.
Hey, you know.
I did. Good evening, boys.
It happens, right? It happens.
You have to avoid chafing. You have to.
Listen, I made a very you know, I can talk freely amongst my people. You know, I made a very terrible mistake, and I wore some satin shorts for a little bit too long, and I paid the price for it. And you know, I had to be dipped the other day. So, you know, to just relieve, you know, the agony I was in every time I took three steps.
And how was you the first time you put cologne down there?
Oh, I don't know. I know that I dabbed a little, I think I dabbed some Icy Hot down there one time. Ooh. I took like a finger's worth, and
no,
I just went
the Old Spice fuck. Down in the crotch area. I was 11.
Yeah. It ain't burning in the yearning.
I gotta tell you, ain't pretty. Stupid me, I did it again. Anyways, but yes, welcome everybody to WWE's Night of Champions, our coverage here on Rant EM Radio. If you're tuning in to us live, well, you can be with us throughout the night by going to our chat room at Rant EM Radio. .com. And of course, if you want match results, they'll be on the website as well, and on Facebook and Twitter at Rant EM Radio. And we'll be here for the next 5 hours because, you know, we've got an hour pre-show, 3 hours of chat, and then an hour post-show. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an interesting night. Some surprising things could happen.
You hope it's an hour post-show.
Yeah. I hope there's no riots.
It could be an hour. It could be a celebration.
You know, the fans in Houston, Texas, though, they know how to behave themselves. So I don't expect mass hysteria tonight.
I'm not even talking about the fans. I'm talking about the host on this network. You know, we might have to do an intervention again.
No.
Man, no, the Undertaker don't come out of nowhere.
I know. Right?
You're all right.
Tony C.
Well... Anybody who's here, who's excited about tonight?
I'm anxious to see what they do. I'm anxious.
Yeah. You're that anxious, Tony C?
Oh, yeah. I'm anxious. I'm going to put it out. I'm anxious to see which match closes the show.
Me too.
I ain't going to lie.
I actually, you know what? I'm curious to see what opens the show. That's where we need to focus our discussion, because what will open the show? It's very possible the world title could open the show.
Well, the kickoff is the...
Well, that's the kickoff, though.
Yeah, the cosmic wasteland.
Yeah.
Which, isn't a bit... If you look at it from a non-judgmental... Of course, none of us are judgmental, right?
Right, no, it's not.
Right. But if you look at it non-judgmentally, if that's even a word, that whole cosmic thing, it works for these three knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Cosmic wasteland, and just I think finally, the Ascension has found something to do instead of look retarded and job people.
Thank God,
a throwback, because who did Cody's pop used to team up with?
The Legion, the Road Warriors,
of course.
It's a little bit of irony, a little bit, not that much, but I don't know. I want to see a hodgepodge of characters put together to form, like, the Legion of Doom, like it was in Georgia Championship Wrestling.
Oh, with the Spoiler and King Kong Bundy.
Exactly. That's what I want to see.
Roberts. That was a nice little faction he had. And those guys didn't, not to get off subject, but all those guys didn't stay. They just kept coming in and out of the fold. Like, they didn't all team together.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It was pretty cool. They had a nice little stable. They had Matt Bourne for a little while.
Yeah. And it was all headed by Paul Ellering. He was the man. So... Yeah.
You know, I like to see them open up with the IC title match, to be honest with you.
With Ryback and Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Considering that Ryback's been winning on house shows, I want to see what they do with him tonight.
He beat the world champion. Yeah. Clean.
That's true.
Which we talked about last night with that 50-50 booking that WWE's been doing.
We just got to... Go ahead, Tony.
No, I was just going to say that should be the tagline of this network. Clean.
Clean. That's gonna be the next tagline of the network when we revamp all the IDs. We just got a tweet come across the wire that somebody wishes that Stephen Colbert interferes in the U.S. title match.
Stephen Colbert.
Anyway,
so they go from John Stewart to Stephen Colbert. Yeah,
well, he's the man now.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's got a job. Anyway,
who can they get to interfere in that match that would just?
Well, they are in Houston, so why not get Joel Osteen? That's his name. So,
who?
Joel Osteen.
Jakes.
Oh man, the man that turned a wrestling arena into a church.
Yep. Joel Osteen, and he packs them in every Sunday.
Every Sunday, 15,000. Anyways,
that's where Pastor should hold some.
Some I know, work. Right? I'd like to see Pastor Covet just push him off the stage and, like, I'm taking over.
Take care of business.
Straight Kanye West.
Yeah, you know, Pastor Sid don't play around. He's all pimped out in his gear.
And I want to hear him get on the mic, like when Big E does when New Day's about to come out. Oh, Houston!
Yeah, man.
That's what
don't
I want to hear.
You dare be sour. Clap for your pastor and feel the power.
He did it extra good on Monday because they were. I kept replaying those 3 seconds. Like he just went, "Oh, Memphis!"
Fantastic.
Oh man, but yeah, pastors used to do that
in their tag team titles. I'm gonna miss them.
It's going to be interesting. Let's get to the card. By the way, if you want to call in, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. I believe also there'll be a drive-by predictioning from Mega Powers. So
he's driving by.
Jesus.
There's going to be a drive-by prediction. At least that's what he said. So, anyways, I guess we'll start with the kickoff match, six-man tag team action. Neville, the man that that gravity and rabbit ears forgot,
and the WWE forgot,
yeah. And the man that creator forgot, yeah,
yeah. Neville and the Lucha Dragons against Stardust and the Ascension. And I got to tell you, this picture of Stardust that I'm looking at is frightening. Yeah. It's the match card that they have posted on WWE.com. But anyways, so who are we going with here? We'll start with the Impact Playa on this one.
I'm going to go with my new favorite six-man tag team, the Cosmic Wasteland.
The Cosmic Wasteland. What about you, Tony?
I'm going with Dusty and the... I mean... Cosmic Wasteland.
By the way, Tuesday there's going to be an episode of Total Divas where apparently all the divas cry about Dusty Rhodes. So that'll be on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
That's following the premiere of The Muppets.
You've mistaken me for someone who gives a shit. I'm definitely DVRing The Muppets, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
By the way,
And Fresh Off the Boat, is that Tuesday, too?
I don't know, but I don't know if the season premiere. Two episodes they're doing this week?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I better make sure my DVR is working because Comcast gave me a hard time the last 3 days. Anyways. Surfer.
Yeah, I'm going with the Cosmics.
Cosmic Wasteland? The cartoon characters?
No, I'm sorry. It's only one episode of Fresh Out the Boat. My bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
One episode's good enough for me.
That damn show is.
So you're going to go with the Cosmic Wasteland?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go with Neville and the Lucha Dragons. Why not, right? I mean, you got to give those big ears something to do.
And Neville will win the last outing. That's why I don't think he's going to win this outing.
Very possible. That's a good. That's logic for you. Surfer logic.
Yeah, it is.
God, that Eden Styles. I got to tell you, those eyes are something else. Anyways.
Dang, Cody, you get to go home with that every night.
I mean, what did... I want to hear that.
Get so lucky.
I want to hear that conversation. I want to hear that conversation.
He brought it to the Cuban side of him.
I want to hear that conversation that Dusty had with him. Daddy, are you sure you want to go home with somebody that's a little coffee to your milk? Is that what you really want? Yeah, Dad, that's what I really, really, really like her.
Because what happens is when you get that soul in you, baby...
You can never get it out.
You can never get it out, if you will. You start wearing polka dots. You start shaking your ass.
Isn't Cody half Cuban B?
What was that?
Cody's half Cuban B.
I'm not sure what his mom is, but it makes sense.
Only the good half.
Did he meet her in Florida?
Obviously.
Damn, we know him like that.
A lot of people don't know there's a huge Cuban contingency in Tampa. Next to Miami, it's Tampa.
I can believe that.
And they say, they claim, I don't know if this is true or not, they claim the Cuban sandwich originated in Tampa. And that a Cuban sandwich in Tampa is different than a Cuban sandwich in Miami. But whatever. So, moving on. To the next match on the docket. Lots to talk about. Also, we want to hear your predictions in the chat room. Let's see what... nobody said here anything about the kickoff match. I think they don't give a damn. So that's a good sign. But here's something that makes a lot of people happy. Tony C, those damn Dudleys, as JR used to say, those damn Dudleys will go up against the New Day and Xavier Woods' trombone. Though I think Titus stole his slide. So
yeah, he stole the slide.
He got
stole
it back, though.
He got the slide back?
Okay. Yeah, because he played it after they won that match.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The tag team titles are on the line. New Day defends against those damn Dudleys. Bubba Ray and Devon, the Dudley boys. We'll start with Tony C.
Well, given that Kofi beat Devon on SmackDown, My heart is saying, of course, New Day. But my WWE logics is saying, them damn Dudleys.
I don't have a problem, though, if that happens. I don't have a problem if they win. I don't know. That could be me. Surfer?
I'm going with the Dudleys.
You're going with the Dudleys?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Phil?
I want to say the Dudleys, up until yesterday, and I changed my mind. I'm going to go with the New Day. And I'm only saying that because I think the Dudleys are going to give them a little more of a program. You know, not going to show up on Raw 2 weeks ago and then win the title. I'm saying, I don't know. But I mean, they should win, but I think that it'd be like some kind of swerve, I think.
Isn't that what happened with the Outlaws? They came in and won it right away?
Yeah, I know, and it didn't even look right. It didn't even feel right, to be perfectly honest with you.
I don't know. I have a different opinion about the New Age Outlaws. I was on their side. when they won the titles. And I'm on
but you're not on the side of the Dudleys?
I am on the side of the Dudleys, and I'm going to tell you why. While Phil says that there should be a little bit more of a program, which I agree, I think that there's going to be the flip side. I think it's going to be more entertaining if the New Day try to take the titles back. The same day that the primetime players were trying to get those titles back wasn't really the same. But with the way the New Day is, it's going to be hilarious to try to see them get those tag team title back. And I think if they're in the hunt, I think they're going to cut some very funny promos on the Dudleys.
Who's going through the table first?
Big E.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be Big E.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he's the only... No, wait, he went through the table, I think, the first night.
Did Kofi eat it yet? I don't think Kofi... I know Xavier Wood was went through one on a house show recently. Yeah. So did Kofi eat a table yet?
I don't know, but he ate Brock's foot about 2 months ago, so...
Yeah, know that.
Damn, so did.
Yeah. So, I'm going with those damn Dudleys. I think they're going to take the tag team titles. I think it's the smart thing to do, and... And it just makes sense. To me, it does. You know? I wish WWE would invest money and just have a pay-per-view set. Oh, wait a minute. They're showing past Intercontinental Champions. For a second there, I thought...
Uh-oh.
For a second there, I thought, Pat Patterson's in a match tonight.
Well, you're really hung up on that stage setting, man.
Right? I really am, because you know what? I understand... Reuse. I understand it. I get it completely. However, there should be some difference between the television set and the pay-per-view set. Like, WCW, okay, they had different sets for all their TV shows, but they had, like, more or less the same pay-per-view set for many years. The same with WWE. They had the same pay-per-view set for many years. I think that there should just be a pay-per-view set. I think so. Otherwise, it looks like I'm watching Raw.
Because you mentioned it a few times, and I was like, I always keep forgetting to ask you.
I'm very anal when it comes to stuff like that. You know, the ring ropes too. The ring ropes should change up once in a while. They shouldn't always be white. Got to change those damn colors. You know, maybe make them red for a pay per view or black or something like that. You know, I think the announcers should still wear tuxedos during special events.
Yeah.
You know? Little things like that, you know? But I can live with the fact that there's not a pay-per-view set. But I just think, you know, just because we went HD
that
now...
That damn Byron Saxton up here.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about him. He's got a job, and he's had a job there for many years, and I can't quite figure out why.
I told you, you got pissed at Vince.
He's a failed WWE superstar. So
he's got pictures of Vince doing something.
Probably. All right, let's see. Moving on. I keep misplacing my card here. Here we go. One of the only non-title matches of the night: Dolph Ziggler against Rusev. Suffer.
Rusev.
You're going with Rusev because Ziggler was the victor at SummerSlam?
Yep.
Phil?
Yeah, I'm taking Rusev too.
Tony Singh?
Rusev crush. Rusev crush.
I think that's kind of stupid, to be honest with you. But I'm going to go with Rusev because, you know, Rusev has a lot to gain here. And Ziggler, well, you know, Ziggler's proved his point many times over. And I think when Lana returns from her wrist injury, it's gonna be some party. Let's just put it that way. That's my opinion. All right, moving on. The other of the non-title matches, six-man tag action, when Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and a mystery partner go up against the Wyatt family: Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, and Braun Strowman. We'll start with Phil on this.
Who's that third man?
Well,
I want to pick the Wyatts, but I want to see who the third guy is.
Okay, give me a prediction on who you think it could be.
I mean, it's all pointing to Eric Rowan.
Okay,
you know, he might be the guy that comes back, and you know, now he's the odd man out. Unless they
again
add
though, he was the odd man out like a year ago.
Right. So maybe he comes back. Maybe they repackage him. I don't know.
It could maybe. Be Arrow. It could be The Rock.
That's named him floating around.
It could be Day O'Brien.
No.
Because with Eric Rowan, just real quick again, with Eric Rowan, remember how they did it with Festus when he was like, and then he became like the straight edge society guy?
Gallows, yeah.
Do something like that, you know? Well, like.
Well, he did solve that Rubik's Cube.
Why wouldn't they bring back Day O'Brien? Yeah.
I don't think he's been cleared 100%.
I don't think he's come back ever at this point.
I think it's just there's too much. He I don't think he has anything to prove, and I don't think he wants to tarnish what he's already accomplished. You know,
okay.
I don't know.
But but it could be him. He did have a beef with Bray Wyatt, so.
That's right. He was in the Wyatts for a cup of coffee. Who are you going with to win? Did you say who you're going with to win?
Yeah,
Phil?
I'm going with Wyatts. Because even with the mystery partner, I think they're just going to get that dude, that Strowman guy, is the beast. I think he's going to be the X factor in the match.
Surfer.
I'm going with Reigns because if they get stomped, then that whole thing is done. Basically, I mean, like, the Wyatts just show up and beat those two down whenever they feel like it at that point.
Uh-huh. All right. Tony C.
Well, prior to the show, I call the Esther Roll Psychic Hotline.
Yeah.
And she gave me a tip that it was a limo spotted there in Houston. So I'm thinking their partner can be The Rock. And I'm picking Reigns' team to win because they lost at the last pay-per-view. So.
What a chance to bring in somebody like Sloppy Joe. Or
did you hear that album, by the way, that I posted?
Yeah.
What album is that?
The Esther Roll album?
The Esther Roll album.
No, I did not.
Oh, listen. As I bring in Mega Powers, hold on.
I know that's
your woman. Listen. This is Esther Roll now. This isn't her singing, but wait till she starts talking.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
She ain't singing. She's just reciting.
It's spoken word. Spoken word hot dog neck.
Oh, man. Mega Powers, what do you think about Esther Roll? Did you buy her LP?
No, that one I had to pass on that one.
What's up, partner?
I know James bought it. John Amos bought it.
John Amos probably had to buy it. He found it in his
White Lightning in the building.
Yeah.
You know, what's up, Black Hammer?
She was so much older than him on that show.
Yes, she was.
Nothing wrong.
Wasn't there an Amos on Happy Days?
No, that
I thought his name was Enos.
No, not. No, Amos was on Andy Griffin, right?
No. I think you might get that confused with Anson Williams, who was Potsy. Who was Potsy. I have any ill will towards Danny Most, I always chuckled every time I hear the name Ralph Malph. Anyways. Yeah.
Well, first of all, his name was Donnie Most.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Donnie Most. There you go.
What was Ralph Malph's last name?
Trivia question.
I don't know.
Wow. Mega Piles, has there been a Lex Luger sighting in Texas, in Houston anywhere? Have you heard anything?
There's been reports of a wheelchair in the rafters.
Oh, my God.
At the Toyota Center or wherever they're at tonight.
Has there been a ramp added to the accessory list for the building?
Yeah, there's a really long ramp, handicap ramp, that leads up to the rafters at the arena tonight. I don't know what it's about.
Ralph Malph was his last name.
Malph was his last name?
That was his last name, Malph.
Yeah, don't you remember what his father, who was a dentist? Don't you remember
his father was a dentist? Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the father's name?
No.
Mickey Mouse.
And that's who should. And that should. That's who should interfere in the U.S. title match.
Lex Luger. What was Potsy's last name?
Weber.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Potsy Weber. All right.
What was Richie's brother?
Was he related to Chris Weber?
Richie's brother's name was Chuck. The basketball player, right?
Yeah. The guy that just disappeared.
Yeah. He went upstairs and never came back down.
He went to college for 8 years.
Yeah. No, he went upstairs.
Pulled a Judy Winslow?
Yeah, he went up there. He's still up there with Judy Winslow.
He went upstairs and never came back down.
I'm sure that was Judy. I'm sure that was Chuck that Judy was doing in that porno.
They never showed his face.
She really did do a porno.
Yeah, she really did.
No,
that's hard times, baby. When you gotta do a porno to make ends meet.
Judy from
Winslow.
Judy Winslow.
Oh yeah. I heard that.
Yeah. Anyways, what's your take on what's going on here tonight, Mega Powers? I know you've been toying with the network a lot in recent days. I know you've been watching those after show exclusives.
Yes.
Those 97 Nitros.
Actually, 96. I'm almost 96. Yeah. I think after this, I might take a break and go on to the ECW episodes, because it's like another thing where I haven't seen those like actual episodes since they aired. And there's some stuff from, I think, like 93, 94 that I've never seen, period. So
look at that.
Give it a look.
All right.
Been watching a lot of Sting.
Sting!
Sting!
Stinger!
Stinger!
on those Nitros, and I'm ready for the Stinger to take back the belt to Venice Beach for all the Stingers out there.
That's what I'm talking about too. I'm ready, to watch Night of Champions, hoping it's the main event, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, please, WWE, do the right thing. I want to hear.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
What if Sting wins the belt, then comes on TV tomorrow and says, you know what, this is not a real belt, and then pulls out the old WCW belt?
That would be awesome.
Boy,
that would be fantastic.
That means Vince probably wasn't watching the monitor or something, or Vince
they
was
did
a,
while he was asleep.
He stroked out.
He's backstage taking a nap. And Triple H's like, you better hurry up and do this on television before Vince wakes up.
No, I mean, that would be the story. Like, this is a real championship belt. And he's touting it.
It's going to be like Shane Douglas.
He's still WCW. He's
in the building, throw it in the trash.
He's like,
and then, Lex Luger comes down the ramp and wants a title shot.
With the WCW belt.
With his elbow out with the plate.
Yeah. Oh,
my. Yelling, Stinger!
On his rascal.
On his damn rascal.
Oh, man.
Didn't Vince have a rascal at one time?
Yes, he did for a while.
He had the rascal, then he had the
I remember they
electric wheelchair.
You don't remember that that Austin pulled him out of that rascal and threw him in the ring and pointed the gun to his head, and that's when he pissed his pants.
Okay, that's the night. Okay, yeah.
I'm still in shock. Judy Winslow did a porn.
Yeah,
that was
you didn't know that.
Her and Joe Sweden did one.
It was one of them urban myths.
She did. I saw the proof.
Judy Winslow and Stephanie Tanner did one.
Stephanie Tanner?
Stephanie Tanner?
Yeah. No, that one I don't believe, Tony.
Google it.
Stephanie Tanner.
Stephanie Tanner was off the chain. Hold on. She got porn, coke.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I thought
Stephanie Tanner did heroin.
That she did porn too. She was
Hold on.
I understand that she was a druggie, but that whole thing with the no. I don't believe that.
Okay, that's somebody I don't know.
Jody Sweden.
Yeah. Someone needs to inbox me with this nonsense.
Who, I'm sorry. Who's Jody Sweden?
She's from Full House.
Oh, Stephanie. My God.
I didn't watch Full House.
Well, of course you didn't.
You were too concerned
watching, the latest episode
of Kojak.
Of Kojak.
Kojak's the shit, man. Don't knock Kojak.
And Beretta.
And Beretta.
He loves you, baby.
Go to bed with no price on your head.
That Brett was murder. That was
Ironside.
Ironside's Kojak, Beretta, and Columbo.
All those cop shows were dope. Don't even
Starsky and Hutch.
Don't Sorry. Even poke fun. All those 70s cop shows were awesome.
Don't forget Mannix.
PJ
Mannix,
and the Bear.
Yes,
PJ.
Yes.
That's why you couldn't watch Full House, because you were watching those. Yeah.
Server got caught up in a Mod Squad marathon.
Exactly. PJ and the Bear.
Damn right.
PJ and the Bear.
What was the one
I've
that...
I've never seen PJ and the Bear. Was there an actual
Jake and
bear?
The Fat Man.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Was it PJ or BJ?
No, it was BJ.
BJ and the Bear, sorry.
Was there an actual bear on the show?
The bear was the monkey.
The bear, yeah. But what was the one with William Shatner? I forgot what the name of the show is now.
T.J.
Hooker. There you go.
That dude went from a starship to a cop car. What
and a new set of hair.
What's that?
And a new piece.
And a new hair piece. A new rug.
A new weave.
Yeah. That's where the world was introduced to Heather Locklear.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, no, I thought she was on Dynasty first.
Well, she may have been, but I'm not
sure. She
might
have been, yeah.
But anyways, go ahead, Tony. Finish up.
No, I was just going to say Heather Locklear.
Whew. Apparently, and I haven't confirmed this yet, Dolph Ziggler will be debuting some new tights tonight, a la Rick Rude. It has Lana's picture
on
it.
That,
oh, man.
That's rich, as our boy Eric would say. That's rich.
So we'll have to see what happens. That's coming up later tonight. I guess we get back to this card. Who didn't pick on the six-man tag? Surfer, did you...
Yeah, I did. I took the...
You took the shield.
Took the shield. What about you, Tony? And then I'll get Mega Powers.
I'm taking the shield.
What about you, Mega Powers?
I know. I'm going to take Ambrose Reigns and Virgil for the win.
Can you believe Virgil... I mean, listen. I know. We have to take everything we get from TMZ with a grain of salt. But I saw an article yesterday on TMZ that Virgil is taking credit for Donald Trump's chutzpah, like the balls that he has, basically.
Dude, he tried selling me a shirt last Saturday night.
I know. I heard the story.
Oh, the worst.
Did he look in good spirits?
Well, did you buy it?
No, he did. They did something with Comedy Central. They were filming something for Comedy Central before the actual card, and he was involved in it. But he had his own, you know, his gimmick table. So me and Shiny Woods Eddie went over there to poke fun at him, you know, like we always do.
You should have thrown some garlic bread at him. He loves Olive Garden.
He's a black Italian.
You should have asked him, how's that job as CEO of securities for the NWO going?
Dude, he had $1 million belt and it was held together with those.
Oh, my God.
He had a $1 million belt with twisty ties that was holding it.
Wait a minute. I don't want to cut you off, Phil. Can somebody comment on that hair that Xavier Woods has right now?
Oh, my God. What movie...
I got. I'm going there now.
They were roughing up Tom Phillips.
Yeah, they got the Rufio hair going on, man.
Jesus Christ! Anyway.
Peter Pan,
I gotta go back.
All right.
Robin Williams is killing himself again.
I know, Jesus. All right, who'd you say you were going with, Dave?
I mentioned already. Ambrose, Reigns, and Virgil.
You're going with the Wyatts. That's right.
Yeah, I think I know who's going to be the mystery partner.
Who?
ZZ.
Oh, for God's sake, stop it.
It's going to be Tombstone.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, I'm going with...
Nails.
Despite Skinner. Despite the possibility, you know, of there being The Rock tonight, I'm going with the Wyatts. So, I'm going with that person. Or with that team, I should say. Back to the title matches, though. In a match that a lot of people are looking forward to, because we could see something very, very nice happen tonight. WWE Divas title will be on the line when Charlotte gets redemption from Monday night. And a rematch against the longest reigning Divas champion in WWE history, the Divas champion, Nikki Bella. Let's start with the man who keeps abreast of the Divas picture in WWE, Mega Powers.
Man, this is going to be a tough call. But, you know, I feel with just how the story's going, it's Charlotte's time to win. because Nikki's already, you know, surpassed AJ's title reign. So I think with that said and done, they'll be passing the torch to one of the new blood.
Oh, she looks too much like Flair.
You know what? I feel sorry for Nikki.
So you're saying that she looks like she's 40 when she's actually 20 something?
Yeah, but then her and her woo is terrible.
I feel.
Whose woo is better? That old lady on that woo ticket commercial or Charlotte's?
No, the old lady. On a woo ticket commercial, which I play almost every.
No, the worst.
I feel bad for Nikki.
You feel bad for Nikki? Why?
Nobody showed up to her party, so she got to continue as a champion.
That means she just got to drink all that booze and eat all that cake.
Hey guys, I just wanted to update you real quick on Virgil's GoFundMe about making him a real $1 million man.
Uh-huh.
The total is up to $410.
How about that? That's almost enough to pay off my car for the month.
Does he really got a GoFundMe?
He's so close.
My car payment is $489, Virgil. So I could definitely use that money this month. Anyways, oh, unbelievable. 6-man tag team action on the kickoff, about to go underway. What the hell are they called again? The Cosmic Wasteland is on the way to the ring. Unbelievable. Let's see here. Surfer, Nikki Bella, Charlotte, Divas title. So you said just because nobody showed up to her party, Nikki's going to retain.
No, I said she should because it'd be, you know, I feel sorry for her, but Charlotte's going to win.
Tony C.
This first part of the Cena household is going home beltless.
Oh, yeah?
I'm choosing Charlotte.
And wombless.
Yeah. Phil?
As much as I want Charlotte to win, I think Nikki Bella's going to retain.
Okay.
She lost the championship advantage, Phil. You know when they lose that advantage.
Usually when the champions lose on the show going into the event, they usually win the match.
Uh-oh.
But she lost her champion advantage. She can't be DQ'd or counted out.
That's true.
50-50. I'm sorry. No, it's not.
There's going to be some chicanery afoot tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. She's just going to get beat, that C word, with that C word.
As Tony C would say, this is coonery.
Yeah.
Not that C word.
I think that's a K, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ring the bell.
Anyways.
She's gonna get beat clean.
Is that just a coincidence that that the word coon, which is a very racial term, starts with a K?
And I thought coon started with a C.
Coincidental.
No, it's a coincidental.
You can use it with the C or a K.
I could have sworn though at the way it's supposed, you know, the racial term, it's with a K. But anyways, moving on. We're not gonna get racial here on there was a lot of that on Tuesday. For those of you that didn't listen to Freaks Enough and Geeks on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Big debate.
I thought it was racial on Freaks Enough and Geeks.
But there was a big debate on Tuesday. Oh, boy. And it didn't involve rage.
Oh, wow.
So, no, it was actually a very good...
That's a first?
It was actually a very good discussion. It was very good. I'm going with Charlotte. You know? Why is one of the Lucha Dragons like 6'8" because the other one is short?
Kyoto's referee.
The opening match.
The freaking pre-show match.
Yeah.
My, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
He's just warming up. He'll be in there tonight.
Yeah.
Man, they got a lot of that black Teddy Long looking. Oh, that's the referee this match?
Dark Moore. Yes, his name is Dark.
Yeah, that's Teddy Long Jr.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to make another Nitro video because I was watching a good Ice Train match.
Oh, God. Oh.
And Teddy with that thick neck, with the thick head and no neck.
Ice Train's on our next pay-per-view, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And but when they're coming out, you know, like they got all the smoke and the fog. All right. You know, coming out from the Nitro entrance, and I caught Teddy Long falling face first on the floor.
Oh.
They didn't say anything poor because Teddy. The camera's kind of panned far away, but like I could see his peanut head coming out, and then he's falling down on the floor. So I gotta take a video.
Which episode from 96 was this, Mega Powers?
I think it's second to last episode of the year.
Give me
either, so it's either December second to last or third to last.
Quick, give me another Teddy Long protege, charge.
Jim Powers,
there you go.
Yeah, another Nitro. He had a great stable with him. He had Ice Train, Jim Powers, and Craig Pitbull Pittman.
He didn't he also manage the Renegade after his
managed
initial...
Johnny Bad too, didn't he?
What was that?
He managed Johnny.
Yep, he did manage
that's right.
Johnny Bad.
But
sure
that was
did.
That's when he still meant something though.
Yeah, when he first came in.
Yeah. No, but the Teddy Long of the 96 era.
Hard up,
Teddy Long. There's an interview somewhere on YouTube from an episode of WCW Saturday Night that Tony Schiavone had a sit-down interview with Teddy Long. It was like, Teddy, you're back in WCW. Like, well, you know, let me tell you something, Tony. I've been gone for a little while, but now I'm back, and I'm here to bring some of the new faces of WCW to the top.
Oh.
Something like that. It's up there. It's like from 95 or something like that.
Well, hey, man, it didn't help that, Nick Patrick was refereeing every match that his guys were fighting.
That's
in.
True, because his the person he walked to the ring with was Chris Jericho at World War III.
Does that mean that Chris Jericho was managed by Teddy Long for a little bit?
For a cup of coffee, sure.
Yeah.
For a cup of coffee.
Actually, those since I'm watching them all those Teddy Long matches where his proteges are facing off guys that have Nick Patrick as the referee. There's some like really good stuff that they're doing in there. Like there was like one match where Ice Train was facing DDP and Ice Train's got him in the full Nelson.
Yeah.
And whenever Ice Train came out with Teddy Long, he always had that towel with him. And what's it called?
DDP threw the towel in.
Yeah, he's like flying all over the place. Teddy Long is on the apron and he grabs the towel and he throws it in the ring.
DDP grabbed a towel and threw it in.
And Nick Patrick saw the towel, didn't see him, see DDP throw it in, and then called for the match.
And you see Teddy Long hopping in. What the hell?
Did hold on. I know that there's somebody else that Teddy Long managed, but who do you, of that era in WCW, and we'll get back to the matches here in a second, of that era in WCW, who's the greatest manager?
This greatest be manager in WCW.
Sonny Ono.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I managed greatest champion ever.
I still have to find that one Nitro where Okerlund caught him talking without the accent.
Yeah, actually, I watched that. I watched that yesterday. That it's either like the fourth to last or fifth to last episode of 96.
Hey, what happened to that accent? You sound like you're from Jersey or something like that. Anyways, let's get back.
When I talk with that
Great Muda in NWO too. Oh no.
Oh,
well, I just watched the episode where he was announcing that he was going to manage Masahiro Chono, and he, opened up his blazer to show the New Japan shirt. But then once Chono opened up his ring jacket, he had the NWO shirt.
NWO
shirt. And they're arguing in Japanese, and Mean Gene's like, "What did he say?" And then Ono starts talking to Japanese, and he's like, "In English, damn it!"
In double A.
Oh, that's
speaking
great.
Of those Nitros, I saw that episode when those women Flair had with them strip Mean Gene down.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one too. Hey, my mother-in-law is watching this. Oh man. Anyways,
I think Phil and I got to cover a special month of just 96 stuff because watching all that stuff is just like.
And on top of that,
how
it's
insanely good it was! It's like unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That and it's hilarious without actually. I don't think it was meant to be that funny.
No. Like,
Hell no.
Was still like that kind of, they were going through the motions of, switching from, a little bit of the gimmicky kind of wrestling into something that, was kind of you know, groundbreaking in the sense that, you know, it was bringing kayfabe back. Yeah. You know, people didn't know whether or not the NWO was taken over or not. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get back to the card here. All right, so everybody gave their predictions. Yeah, about the Divas title, United States title on the line. I'll be the one to say it. United States Heavyweight Championship is on the line.
Actually, I want to say one more thing about the Divas match.
Go ahead.
I support Nikki Bella, but in a different kind of way.
Of course. I got to tell you, Nikki Bella looks fine, but when she shows that tattoo that's on her ass, oh, forget it. I'm done.
I love it when she does those big Papa Pump push-ups, though. Jesus. I love it.
U.S. title is on the line. Oh, no, wait, I skipped over a match. Intercontinental title is on the line. Ryback defends against Kevin Owens. I guess this is an easy one, right? Kevin Owens, surfer.
Gotta send the big guy back to the hospital.
I know, right? I hope he rips up the secret in front of him. A surfer.
I think Owens is gonna walk away from this match.
Okay. Phil?
I'm taking Owens.
I mean, it's just...
Wait, what was Ryback's old gimmick?
I don't think he's Sheffield.
Skip Sheffield.
Owens is going to powerbomb him so hard, he's going to think that he skipped Sheffield after that match.
You're going back to the Knicks.
What did he used to say? Woo-woo or something like that? Or Skip Sheffield had a thing that he used to do.
Yep.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. He's going to be saying that all
day.
They say
he's going to powerbomb him back to the Knicks.
Now back to NXT.
Yeah.
Get that. The first season of NXT.
The keg carry on the ramp.
No, I think he's going to walk away from this match. We're still continuing to mess with Ryback going forward.
I don't know. I want to see Owens do something substantial. You know, I want to see him get into a program with... because, you know, we're in that time now. Okay, the next pay-per-view coming up is...
Big Show time of year.
We're Big Show time of the year. We're coming up on Hell in a Cell in 4 weeks, and you know, we've got a couple of other events that is going to derail our attention between now and Hell in a Cell. The MSG show that's going to happen on October 3rd, and then
it's coming up.
And who's main event that show?
I don't know, but
NXT. You know Brock who's main event that show?
I'm not paying $100 a ticket to see Brock Lesnar the short.
The Big Show.
Yeah, I can't.
They put $100 for a house show.
Yeah.
It's an MSG.
It's at Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
Yep.
All those tickets in general, if you want to get a good seat at, you know, what's Barclays, Madison Square Garden, or even, was it Prudential Center, you're paying $100 plus.
Yeah.
It's the Big Show time of year, man. It's time.
Yeah. And then, of course, coming up, I think 2 weeks after that, will be the NXT TakeOver Respect event that's going to happen on a Saturday night, or on a Wednesday night, sorry.
My host, no.
Yeah, that's going to be live in from Full Sail University. Anyways, yeah.
Are they
so Kevin
doing
Owens,
like an open house or something at the Performance Center?
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be live
in your house.
In your house, an open house.
I don't think that's
going to go there and watch them train or something.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be on the WWE Network. I think that was just something.
Beware, dog.
You can buy tickets and go see. You know. but I want Kevin Owens to get into a program
Fatal
with.
Four, right.
I want.
What was that one? Final Four. Yeah.
Final Four. I want Kevin Owens though to get into a program though with Dolph Ziggler. During this time of the year, I think those two could have good chemistry together. That's what I think. U.S. title on the line. Seth Rollins defends his first of two titles against the former U.S. champion and probably the greatest U.S. champion in the last 5 years.
Whoa!
The last five years.
Here you go,
John Cena. Surfer, we'll start with you being the John. Oh, by the way, the Cosmic Wasteland just defeated Neville and the Lucha Dragons.
I got distracted by that match. I wasn't even watching, talking to you guys.
Is it good?
It was all right.
Cody, little dust. Mini
dust. Pixie dust.
Pixie dust.
Go ahead, Surfer. Seth and Cena.
I don't know who's going to walk away with the belt, but I think Cena's going to win the match.
Okay. Tony C.
Oh, come on, Seth Rollins. Big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks, no whammies.
Stop.
John Cena.
Oh, boy, there's that hair. Phil.
What the heck? Hold on, wait a minute.
I know, I told you. I told you.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, is Ray like a hairstylist?
Fashion tips?
Yeah.
For real?
Jesus.
Is Ray's hair totally red?
Oh, I don't know. I told him his hair looks like burnt cotton candy. So, you know. And he said the chicks dig it. And I said, what chicks? A chick that has nothing else to do or nothing else to eat?
Why, what are you talking about, the chicks that scratching his head?
I mean, I don't know what's worse. Okay, what would be the better description? Burnt cotton candy or a beat up old Brillo pad? You know, one that has all the soap and everything out of it already?
Brillo.
The Brillo pad. Okay, maybe the Brillo pad.
This pre-show has gone straight there.
Jesus. Anyways.
I'm taking Cena.
You're taking Cena?
I heard the big red retard is backstage tonight. I think he's going to interfere somehow.
He is backstage.
Yeah.
So he may interfere and get caught. Cena gets the win.
Right.
But not get the belt.
Right.
Yeah, I think something like that's going to happen.
So we headed for a John Cena versus Kane match again?
Oh.
They're trying to kill off Cena now. Good.
For the United States title? Good Lord.
Kane going to drag him to hell again?
Oh.
Boy, Tom Phillips is... I don't know what the hell is wrong with Tom Phillips, but, you know, ever since he got bumped off SmackDown, you know, it's just been downhill for him. Anyways, I like Rich Brennan and all, but poor Tom. Anyways...
I liked him better when he was called Greg DeGeorge.
Oh, yeah, he does look like him.
Good call, man.
He looks like him. That's right. Oh, man. Who are you going with? Cena or Rollins? Mega Powers.
You know, I think Cena did well with the United States Championship run. Mm-hmm. You know, brought a lot of prestige back.
Prestige, if you will.
That wasn't previously there. I'm going to say that he's going to, you know, be the first of Rollins' two losses for the evening.
What the hell are they promoting on the network? JBL sat down with Bischoff?
Yep.
What the hell is this?
They gave him the interview?
Hold on. Legends with JBL. Tomorrow night, follow a new show. Good Lord. All right, I guess WWE... Listen, WWE, I get it. You like making television shows now. But stick to a TV show. They do 13 episodes of a show, and then the show's over. They go to the next show.
I liked it better when it was called Legends Roundtable.
Me too.
Exactly.
Though Michael Hayes used to get on my nerves on those damn shows. Oh,
I loved it when he would just be Michael Hayes.
He used to get on my nerves. All right, next match. I'm going with John Cena. And, of course, the main event, which will probably be the opening match. World Heavyweight title will be on the line, the champion.
Wait, why would that be the opening match?
That's the reports and the rumors.
Man, if they do that to Sting. Even the Big Show got to close out a freaking pay-per-view.
Once in a while. You know?
Sting is on the posters.
Yeah.
Well, Sting is the only person on the posters.
A lot of people have been on the poster and never showed up on the pay-per-view. So.
My own.
Let's start. Look at that. You're rubbing off on him, Phil.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know, I spent one night in New York this week, and this is what happens to me.
Jeez. Phil, I'll start with you.
What's that?
The world title.
Oh, yeah. The obvious would be Sting winning it and Fella cashing his money in the bank in.
Oh, please, I don't want to see Sting and Sheamus. Don't say that.
I don't want to see Sting and Sheamus either, but it makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
Does it? No,
it don't.
Really?
Stop drinking that water from the Hudson, please.
Oh, man, no, honestly, I want...
Sting.
I didn't want to see Sting in the ring a year ago, and now I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I want to see him win.
Yeah.
I just have a gut feeling though that that fucking fellow's gonna cash in. As much as much to my dismay, I'm just saying that's what I think.
Just got beat clean on Monday by John Cena, and now he's gonna be the world champion.
Who, Sting?
No.
Well, Sting actually
Sheamus. That's right.
That's that 50-50 booking, Tony. We talked about that last night.
Oh my God.
Hey, I gotta say,
go ahead.
I was actually impressed by Sting's
getting ready for the Emmys.
Who cares about the Emmys?
Wait, what'd you say, Dave?
Go ahead, Dave.
I gotta say, I was actually impressed by Sting's Scorpion Deathlock this past Monday.
Yeah, it actually looked better than WrestleMania's Scorpion Deathlock.
Yeah,
he actually locked it on right, and it looked like he was actually
purposely
putting force on the guy's lower back.
He put his back patch on.
By the way, anybody here? If anybody here opts out to watch the Emmys over this pay per view, you're sick, because who the hell wants to watch Andy Samberg tonight? Anyways,
I already saw his speech.
Yeah.
I do want to see if Empire wins any.
I'm sure they will.
I gotta watch that, man. I need to watch that.
What, Empire?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Man, you boy.
I'll get on it.
The new season starts Wednesday.
Well, I binge watch, so I can catch up. It's not even a big deal.
Oh yeah, no, please do.
No, fresh off the boat.
So,
is where
so
it's
you a big fan of Empire? Or you just think it's silly.
Who, me?
Yes.
I think it's good. It's entertaining compared to some of this other crap out here.
Yeah, that's true. Tony C, world title.
Stinger!
Hey, man, you know, we didn't talk about, you know, if Sheamus comes out and, you know, tries to win the title, you know.
That's
true,
too.
If a man in black rolling down the aisle will come to stop.
That's true.
Sheamus and disrespect the Hawk.
What about you, Surfer?
Sting.
Oh, man. Where's Oli when you need him? And I'm going with Sting. And that's the fanboy in me talking.
Then Luger and the Big Show can come down and lift him up.
Oh, God.
How the hell Luger gonna lift somebody up?
Hey, man, he got Hugh Morris in the rack. He got Giant in the rack. Yeah. He got 911, who was Tombstone in
Roadblock.
WCW up in the rack.
Roadblock.
He got Roadblock. There was like one dude that he literally got up for like a second, and Randy Pee Wee Anderson just started calling for the belt because he knew he couldn't hold him up.
And if Sting does what I said he's going to do, I'm Nostradamus.
Listen, Surfer, just because Frank is in your neck of the woods this week doesn't mean you're all high and mighty with your predictions, okay?
I doubt they would do that, but if for some odd reason they thought that'd be a good storyline, it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, man. Well,
what if Undertaker calls Sting the title?
Oh, my God. Stick around. Night of Champions coming up next. We'll be chatting during the course of the night.
Kick him in the nuts.
This has been the best.
Vader came out.
This has been the best pre-show all year, by the way.
I know.
Well, what if Harley Race comes out?
If Harley comes out with Vader, not only will I mark out, but I'll buy a second network subscription just for the hell of it.
And no ass beatings this year, Rage.
Yeah, really.
Wait a second, guys. I'm getting a message from one of my my informers in the building right now.
Yeah.
One of my sorcerers. Sources.
Sorcerers.
I heard that Jeff Farmer was spotted at the airport earlier today.
The fake Sting.
Oh, God.
The
NWO Sting.
The bogus Sting.
The Stink?
The NWO Sting. Seth Rollins thing you won. Do you really beat the face Sting?
God almighty. All right.
Rollins is going to try to pull the wool over our eyes. He's going to get Barry Windham dressed as Sting. If that doesn't work, he's got Jeff Farmer.
Halloween.
Clash of the Champions.
So if Sting if Sting loses, will he go up in the rafters?
No, that's taboo in WWE, Surfer.
Exactly.
Anyways,
I didn't say he would drop out of the sky. I'm just saying, just stand up there and
stand. The rafters is taboo.
Shawn Michaels is the only one allowed to use the zip line at WWE. No,
he wouldn't come down a zip line. He'd just stand, be up there and stare down at the crowd.
He did that already.
Just Sting's luck, you know, when Hart tragedy again.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Coming up,
Sting, you're up in some dark alley like the Macho Man.
Like the standing, yeah. All right. Coming up, chat with us over the course of the next 3 hours. Of course, at 11 p.m., we'll have a post-show recapping everything that went down. Match results on the website, rantamradio.com, and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, Rant AM Radio. I want to thank everybody who tuned in, and, of course, I want to thank my panel of experts for the impact play of Mr. Phil Rea, Mega Powers, Surfer, and Tony C. I'm Double A. Night of Champions is next. It's live. It's hitting the air right now on the WWE Network. We'll see you at 11 o'clock. Later.
Peace. I'm going to be a champion. Yeah, I got what it takes. Risk it all. Make my own fate. Yeah, I'm going to be a champion. All the glory in the